It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
I'm looking forward to seeing CJ Stroud.
I'm not, actually. I think the Bears are in.
Think about it this way, Dan. You mentally prepare yourself. This is not a game they're supposed to win.
Correct.
Recognize that going in.
Yes.
And the outcome won't shock you that way. Just be shocked if they win. There you go.
If they win, then it's Yaha time.
You ever think of going live on a video, Studs, right before kickoff and doing this?
I feel like I need to sometimes. Bears Twitter gets so angsty.
Oh, come on.
It's crazy.
The truth is, I'm part of it. I have to point the thumb. I have to take the blame for being stupid on Bears Twitter during Bears games.
I try to be the voice of reason on Bears Twitter.
Okay.
He kind of does.
Now we're taking it a step too far.
Look at my tweets during the game on Sunday.
That is kind of true.
You are technically correct. The best kind of correct.
Outside of games, you could be the biggest fanboy meatball there is. But once the game starts, I blow right past you in that regard.
Well, if they do win the game, then we could play the celebrate. Good times, go Bears. Like, Ray can jump in with go Bears.
Don't steal Ray's bit.
That's my joke. I'll kill you.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by our local Hyundai dealers, Bernstein and Holmes. Mark Grody is in today. Hello.
Hi, Dan.
This lovely Wednesday here in the glorious city of Chicago, 88 degrees. Ooh. Wow.
I'm actually done with the heat. I know that's the worst thing a Chicagoan
can say. No, it's not. It's not. I get it.
Because, I'm ready for 60.
Yeah, getting ready for football weather, making it feel more football-y, more autumnal, more like cinnamon donuts and apple cider and all the things that you like.
Right. It's a feeling. It is. But I'm just ready for the cool down. You know what I mean? Like just that the feeling of the air, not necessarily the emotions that
Well,
come
it was.
With
you know, it was cool this morning.
It was. No, it was. We're living in low of 63 territory, high of 88. So it's that weird conflict.
And I'm not usually out early in the morning, but when we are dog sitting, I sometimes draw the short straw for the early walk.
Protecting dogs.
Yes, absolutely. I was incredibly vigilant to make sure no evil immigrants popped out with a stew pot. Because you never know. You can hear the lid clanging behind the bushes. You can see tendrils of smoke coming up as they're just beginning to stoke the fire. Is that, wait a second, do I smell onions and shallots being cut behind there? Uh-oh, I do.
By the way, people who eat dogs and cats are complete jags, by the way. If you do that in your life, you're a horrible, horrible human being.
Do you know
Carry
these
on.
People?
I don't know, but I'm going hot take right away.
Laying
it out there. Yes.
Look at you.
If you eat dogs and cats, if you're even thinking about it, you're a horrible, horrible person.
We've got Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka doing their things. I should mention too, and I will, that we're going to give away another pair of tickets to see Jeff Lynn's ELO live at the United Center on Saturday, September 28th. You have to be listening if you want to win those. Now, I mentioned this during transition yesterday, but I'm realizing we're doing something again. We are putting that evil, we're putting our Bears angst evil on maybe the best quarterback prospect that the city has ever had. And we're doing it. So, is this right? And should we think otherwise? Because you know what I did? I went back and I read scouting reports on Caleb Williams.
Smart.
Was it, though?
I mean,
not sure it was.
As a reminder of how good he is.
How good he's supposed to be.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. And that's why I wasn't sure if this was a good idea or a bad idea. But going back and saying, all right, there are superlatives, absolute superlatives being used for this guy. there are comps to the best quarterback alive, and some often very conservative scouts, small c conservative, who don't like to be too frothy in their takes. We're saying this is a special, special prospect, right?
Right.
Right. Is that right? Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I remember that correctly. I'm not making that up. And already, like, boy, he's a rookie quarterback, and just let the guys make plays for him, and let's simplify things. But if it was more stuff about his ability to understand concepts, his ability to make every possible throw from every possible angle, and we're already like, yeah, well, defense and running game, and it's the Bears, and that's kind of, let's play Bears football, and I keep thinking that wasn't what this was supposed to be. And if it is what it is now, will we know when it's not?
This is justified Bears fan. And if you'd like to carry it over to the media, quarterback trauma.
Yeah,
no.
I'm both. You bring it on me.
It's in all of us, okay? If you've been around the city of Chicago for a certain amount of time, it is justified trauma. You think about, like, let me narrow it down to just the first starts of all these quarterbacks going back to Jay Cutler. Mm-hmm. Jay Cutler got slaughtered in Green Bay it was at Lambeau. It was a primetime game. I couldn't even tell you if it was a Thursday nighter or Monday nighter or Sunday nighter.
Sunday night, it was his first ever game.
And he was horrible, right? He was horrible.
Four picks.
Yeah.
They almost won the game still, though.
Okay. Okay. I like your attitude, Studs. You know I like your attitude.
That was my attitude coming out of the game. It's like, well, they threw four picks and they almost won. Okay.
And Jay Cutler is awesome and he's ours, and this is the first time we've had a real quarterback in our lifetimes. And then let's just move on to Mitch Trubisky. Basically, Mitch Trubisky, there were times The Carolina game in his rookie year, again, off the top of my head, threw the ball like 11 times or something like that in the game. So they weren't even allowing him to do anything in his first start. Justin Fields gets almost killed in Cleveland with the 9 sacks. And now here we are with Caleb Williams, who had a horrible game this past Sunday. And guess what? All those other quarterbacks before ended up being bad for the Bears. So it's justified, like, that little bit of panic. Not really, though, because this is a different prospect. The other thing I want to say, too, is that I'm complicit, too, Dan, because the thing I was saying and feeling was, what a great win if this was 2018. That's a 2018 win for the Bears. That's frickin' Kyle Fuller with the pick six to win a game. Tyreek Stevenson doing it in this case. The defense is great. The special teams are great. And that's what 2018 was. And then we get to the point where in a press conference, we're like, okay, well, what about the offense? Where's the offense? And it's not sustainable. You know that. We all know that as Bears fans. This type of Bears team does not get you to the promised land. It's fun, not the promised land. And
for the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'll say this to the 815 texter. You are correct, and you're 100% right when you say, Dan, relax. It's game one of his rookie year against one of the best defensive interiors in the league. Now, thank you for saying that, too, because that's going to be the subject of a segment a little bit later on in the show.
What's that?
About defensive interiors and what's going on not only in Chicago, but maybe elsewhere around the league a little bit, because I think that's worth a little bit of investigation about what's happening with defenses in general. And how, you know, I talk about reading the scouting report, about how any scouting report also has to take into account larger secular trends. And right now, certainly in the first week, defenses are just damn good. They're all fast. Remember the question I asked Eberflus when we were in Vegas, and I talked about how the idea of a cover two corner, there's no such thing anymore. No such thing. It used to be like, oh, well, you know, he can reroute, he can read the flat, bump a guy, make a tackle. We can play cover two with him at corner. Everybody's got to cover everybody. They're playing all kinds of defenses behind whatever the base is. The base almost doesn't matter anymore. Everybody's, and I give Eberflus credit that even though the hits principle and all that, and I've made fun of him, but he is not cleaving to a classic Rod Marinelli, Monty Kiffin, Tony Dungy Tampa 2. He's not. The principles are similar, but it's so much more than that now with the way they're widening out guys and they're moving people around. But I just want to read this to you. This is from Dane Brugler's The Beast on Caleb Williams. Okay. Just as a reminder.
Okay.
This is your guy.
I might need this too.
Okay, this is your guy. I just think every once in a while we should remember. And I think this will help in both directions, okay? So this is just as a favor, as a reset to say what we think about when we think about Caleb. Apologies to Raymond Carver. He gave him a first round grade, number one overall. Strengths, rare football awareness, impressive pocket mobility and feel for negotiating the rush to evade defenders in confined spaces, displays unique ability to set his base quickly and find his balance from any platform, passes come buzzing out of his ear with high RPMs, can adjust his arm angles with ease, creates torque on his throws while flat-footed, touch and accuracy regardless if it's a layered throw or a drive throw, uses the entire field, doesn't lean on specific zones, comfortable delivering the ball before receivers enter their break, eyes always up, stay in pass-first mode when scrambling, at best with receivers who know how to get open on scramble drills. His teammates call it baller mode. Didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down at USC in 199 attempts. Reads pressures well pre-snap and knows how to locate hots. Dynamic with zone read and RPO game. Well-built athlete. Runs with toughness and balance as a ball carrier. Highly productive career. Weaknesses. Holds the ball loose from his body. Ball security is a major concern in the pocket and as a ball carrier. Can get stuck on reads too long. Eyes need to be more efficient and manipulative. Guilty of bypassing singles and doubles as he searches for home runs and asks too much of his offensive line. Pressure will speed up his process and lead to negative results. Partially responsible for being sacked 84 times over the last 3 years. Hastily abandons passing mechanics. Occasionally leaves clean pockets in favor of creation mode. Mm-mm. NFL scouts say it will be important for Caleb to leave no doubt during the interview process that he's all in on football. So that's over. All that stupid, silly, old fart football stuff is over. And the overall was, Caleb Williams needs to be more consistent working on schedule from the pocket. But you live with the hiccups because the positives are special with his dynamic passing skills and instinctive ability to create. Though stylistically, he's like a really impressive karaoke-style version of Patrick Mahomes, he's truly unique as a playmaker. So I think that is a good way, and reading that, I think is a good way to remember that it's nonlinear. That when he says live with the hiccups, that was a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that was a series of hiccups.
Yeah, but if we count each game as its own single data point, yes, a series of hiccups. Overthrows.
Hiccup, or just he had a bad game. I don't even know. Like we don't know if it's a hiccup. Maybe he'll be bad in every single game this year. I compartmentalize. It was a bad game for Caleb Williams. Almost a Justin Fields right there. I still think he's going to be excellent. I haven't backed off of anything because I've seen every single thing he's done in practice for the most part, the preseason, the real game that has occurred. But there were things that popped in my brain during the game, like when he had three balls batted down. I'm like, oh, wait, maybe the short thing is real. The defense did outplay the offense consistently throughout training camp. So that came back in my brain. Wait a minute. Should I have taken that more seriously? Another thing, too, that I observed in camp and even in the preseason was that when Caleb Williams is not – or when he's making bad throws, majority of the time it's been overthrow. We saw a pretty bad overthrow to Keenan Allen in this game. So I just keep in mind some of the intel that I have that I get to see with my eyes. But nothing has changed in terms of this. And I've wanted to shout it out even before the season started. I think he's going to be great. But I have kind of tried to stay calm about it. But guess what? I still think Caleb Williams is going to be great.
I think, as I said, the highest likelihood is that he's very good. Great is on the table. Bust is on the table. Mm-hmm. Eh is on the table. The highest likelihood is that he's very good.
And we should accept very good.
But the reason I bring this up is when we watch Shane Waldron, and he is an unknown in this.
Yeah.
This is the guy in charge of the offense. And you got to win games. You have to do what you need to do to win games. It's all about winning the next week. You game plan as best you can. You tighten everything up. You say, we're not going to do this. We're going to do this. This is how we're going to end the game with more points than the other team. They're not saying necessarily, we have to develop Caleb Williams this week. So it's when do we know that one of those graphs intersects the other? When is it this season? Is it this season when they can say, we're going to be more likely to win when we ask him to do more, not less? And that's what I don't know. And I don't think they know either.
I think it's going to be week to week in terms of that. Like, one of the things that I wanted to ask and did not have an opportunity to Matt Eberflus this week was, is it like, of course you're going to make adjustments based on the mistakes that were made. You're going to game plan differently for the Texans, but is there anything that will occur that is going to be wholly different? And I know they're not going to give that away.
Right.
But I think we should watch very closely to see if they do. Man, I hate talking like this because it's what they did to Mitch Trubisky, and that's a completely different
story.
But again,
every time we question what we're going to say in that regard, it proves the point of the trauma.
Trauma. Justified Bears trauma.
I can't believe I'm thinking this. Or right. I shouldn't be saying this. Or it isn't fair to put it in this context.
Right.
That's trauma talking.
I know. And you could up your Provasic dosage to 30 grams, 40 grams. It's not helping. I tried it. You know, I tried to boost my Lexapro. Not happening. This trauma does not go away. But back to my point, are they going to do something like, okay, we got a little bit overly ambitious with what we were doing, with the lack of tight end targets, with who you were targeting in this game, with the run game. Do we need to, at least for right now, philosophically change what we want Caleb Williams to do early? Or do you keep going with what they said? And that was, we want him to make the easy throws. We want the playmakers to make the plays. And then we want you to do the spectacular. That is what Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron are seeing. Does one game dent that for the powers that be?
No. I am certain that the answer to that is no. That one game does not. But I'm just taking you through the way I'm thinking about the course of a season. When you're supposed to be good and other aspects of your team are good. And this is year two. When is Sweat's deal up?
3 years?
Is this the first of the three-year extension?
Yeah,
okay.
I believe that is the case.
All right, that's fine. So that gives you a little bit of time, because I always look at the contract clocks there.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that's the Rahimi doctrine. She always says that windows are defined by contracts.
I love a Rahimi doctrine.
And
2027 is his last year in a contract.
Three years.
Thank you, Studs. At some point, where does the graph of winning games intersect with the graph of him realizing how good he is and growing into how good he is?
Right.
And with every game, we're gonna get a little more more information to help us answer.
What's the blast off point?
You know, right.
Because it does feel like, I think there will be a point where he's going to be good, or as you said, very good, and he's not going to look back. And we might have to go through some stuff, the trauma we're talking about.
Or if you're right and he's great,
right, yeah,
then nothing else matters.
Yeah, no, exactly.
If you have a great quarterback, you're a double digit win team.
Yeah, so you're at very good. Like that.
I'm at the highest likelihood probability.
Okay,
is that he's very good.
See, that's very logical, just relative.
Sorry,
I get it. But yeah, I'm still sticking with great despite a bad game. And that's conflicting coming out of my mouth, but that is the truth.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.